Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, Councilman Rivera, when you came in here today, you talked about how you wanted to learn more about this process. As you heard from both Sinatra, as you heard from concerned residents, have you been swayed one way or another once this local landmark designation goes to the Common Council?
Well, I was swayed. When I came in, I wanted to listen. I'm not an architect. Flemish architectural revival, Renaissance, I really didn't know too much. I was for preserving the houses before the application was put in, and unfortunately, it wasn't allowed by the planning board. So they decided to file a landmark application. They came in, the developer had their representatives come in and give their reasons why it didn't meet the standards. And you had the applicant who came in and explained. And I wanted to listen to them, but I also wanted to listen to the discussion among the experts on the board themselves, people that deal with preservation issues that we don't deal with. And I wanted to get an independent view, separate from the developers, separate from other folks, and just try to get a sense of, you know, how significant is it. And one of the things that I found very significant that I didn't know was the architect himself, Shalmo. I mean, I didn't know that, you know, he constructed the first building that was landmarked in the city of Buffalo and other buildings. And the wife of Mr. Taylor, you know, that he has, you know, pictures in the Albright Art Gallery, and that the father worked at Roswell Park and the history there and how he had to sue to get a promotion there, and the history of the family that in the house, and, you know, the kids grew up in a house, she married in the house, and her husband has left a significant contributions to the art community. That to me is important and that's significant. So when we're talking about some of the criterias, that was one of the criterias. I said, wow, that is powerful. Somebody significant lived in his house, and I want to give him credit. The architect himself, Shalmo, you know, so as I sat there and learned a little bit about it, I can't say I'm an architect, I can't say I'm a historian, and I know everything there is about architecture, but when we look at the criterias the Common Council will look at least I'll have an idea, you know, when I make my decision, and the council will make its decision when it comes before us.
The average person driving by probably has no idea about the history of that house. But, I mean, I went over to the house right before this meeting, and there's a sign right on the front window that says, you know, caution, rat poison in here. Mm-hmm. The house looks run down. It's just kind of a dilapidated part of that West Utica street.
Sure.
That kind of broad perspective of it, and even if it's a local landmark, there's this thought of, hey, it hasn't been taken care of. Who
you know, if you can picture that house next to other townhouses, and incorporate that as part of the development. And it may be difficult, but not impossible. So sometimes developers can do things like that. They can make things work, developers and architects and planners. They can make it work. And we're just hoping that there's a win-win situation for the developer and the community. The project is going to go forward in terms of the townhouses. The question is how many townhouses? We're talking about four units that they want to demolish, and they lose one or maybe two townhouses. I'm certainly, I was moved by many of the discussions that were had by the board members themselves.
Amy told us that the project wouldn't be feasible. if that house stays there?
Well, I don't know if it won't be feasible. It may be more difficult. Like I said, it's difficult, but not impossible. They can probably make it work. Other architects can say, yeah, we can make it work. I don't know. But other people can come in, urban planners and designers, and they can say, yeah, we can make this work.
So if there's a vote tomorrow, say, on the local landmark, do you vote, yes, this is a local landmark?
Yeah, if it was going to be voted on tomorrow, knowing what I know today, and I don't know how the rest of the common council members will vote, but I would be more inclined to vote to approve the landmark designation. That is the wish of the neighborhoods. That's the wish of the people that have been calling my office. I mean, I'm here. This is the first plan preservation board meeting I've been to. Normally my staff comes here. But I felt it was important enough to come here and listen to the discussion that was had and to be more informed when I make my decision. So I've learned quite a bit today.
So now it goes into the committee process?
Go into committee. Once we get the information, the application, it goes to committee, and then it goes before the full council for a vote.
So yeah. It'll be in the committee starting at the next
I don't know when they actually get to file it. I don't know how long.
You know, I was looking at the calendar, too. Mm-hmm. I think it's the legislation meeting on the 31st. That's the
31st? Yeah, we just had committee meetings today. So we just had our committee meetings today. So it would come before us, and we would assign it to a committee. And then I don't know if there needs to be a public hearing on that as well. Yeah. And so we'll have a public hearing, and then eventually it'll go to the full council for a vote.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.